The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Our Doug Steffens Good Day program, as we try to bring you some balance, we being Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, Ken Kessler monitoring your social media, Jennifer says hi, and that's about all she's going to say. I have a letter that somebody sent me in an email, which is Doug at DougSteffen.com, by the way, or Rich at DougSteffen.com, or Ken at DougSteffen.com, 888-302-3684, with your reflections on noteworthy items, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. The story of this fellow's daughter who brought home a Thanksgiving project that asked for us as a family to do a gratitude collage. And this is a four-year-old girl. All of the family worked on it, and she brought it back as a significant focus on gratitude awareness. I think that's part of what Thanksgiving is all about. Maybe it's what it all ought to be about. But I offer this to you as something that perhaps you start every hour of your day. I would like to start our program with things that we are thankful for. Richie, what are you most thankful for today? Not tomorrow, not yesterday, but right now, right here in this moment.
My wife is home. Yeah. She was away in Colombia, so she's back, and that's it's always great to have her back when she goes away for one of her little business trips down there. Yep.
So, all right. So, Kenny, what about you? What are you right in this moment most thankful for?
This week that I get to spend the majority of the week with Lisa and just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the first time since we've been married.
Really?
Reno is in college, and then he's going to be gone for Thanksgiving, and Panda has gone away with her boyfriend for Thanksgiving, so it would be just the two of us.
All right. So for my money, this program, as it is structured or constructed, aims to bring you up to date with people's thinkings about what's going on in our world. I suggest to you that what went on in Ferguson last week, last month, this year, does not affect you or your family one iota. Not one bit of the proceedings that have gone on. And, yeah, a lot of people are talking about it. And, yeah, a lot of people are not happy about what happened. And so from that point, Michael Brown is still dead. The officer is a disgrace. The police department is a disgrace. It's being investigated. It's being reworked. A friend of mine who's in that business of reworking police departments and the company that he works for, they've sent four people as consultants to Ferguson very quietly to rebuild the police department. And the first thing they said is you got to get rid of the chief. And then you have to go through and person by person evaluate who's there. And this guy, Darren, I forget his last name.
Wilson.
Was never going to stay. He wasn't going to be allowed to stay. So, in a sense, the people who are upset about what's really going on there are upset because he wasn't indicted. But maybe what they ought to do is be thankful that he's going away, and the people who live in Ferguson ought to take back their town and get rid of the riffraff. Would you say, Kenny, 45 people arrested last night? Was it 45 or something?
I keep seeing different numbers. One I see most of the time is 29.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So anyway, those people, I'm going to bet, I'm not going to bet the farm, but I'm going to bet most of them weren't from Ferguson in the first place. That has been pretty much what's happened through this whole thing. And it isn't just Ferguson. When things like this happen around the country, especially when they are social or they're racial or something, it's the same group of people that go in and they agitate. It's almost like they were professional agitators just to stir
the pot. My brother, cop in D.C., he used to work the World Trade and the World Bank meetings where all of the young white Rastafarian punks would come and protest.
Right.
And they were professional agitators.
Yeah.
They were little rich kids living on mommy and daddy's trust fund. friend who had no place in life, and they wanted to change the world. They hated the money that they came from, and they come down, and some of the stories that my brother would tell me were unbelievable. Pipes hidden in their jackets.
People getting hit over the head.
And they had these little rules and little games that they would play with these weapons underneath their clothing. So there definitely is that. But,
the protesters, what you're not seeing, and this is where I'm going to sort of depart from this to go to other places. Most of the protesters were peacefully assembled. They were on the streets. There was, yes, smashing of windows, and there was wrecking a police cruiser, and there was a fire. I mean, those sorts of things happened. The protesters.
A lot of fires.
Lots of fires.
Okay, but
they let a used car lot on fire.
Yeah. So what is that? How does knowing that make your life any better? How does it bring you around?
You say it doesn't affect me. I'd say race relations in this country does affect me, and right now we have a problem.
Mm-hmm. We do. We've had a problem for a long time. We've had a problem mostly for the entire existence of our country. We have had racial problems in our country since the forefathers established and owned slaves. And then, as it became less and less palatable to have a human being as your servant, then the disruption that took place killed more Americans than has been the case in any war that we have ever fought. So when you think about that, Richie's right. We have very little to be proud of when it comes to this sort of thing. We should be ashamed of ourselves and what still is allowed to happen or still is part of it. And I don't know that we have the leadership that really is able to balance things properly. And I say that across the board. I don't know what to do, honestly. I would like to think that I was a solutionist for many things that we talk about on the air, but I don't know what to do about this, frankly, other than, as I said a few minutes ago, think about what you're thankful for. You live in a country where these sorts of things can take place. Maybe that's something to be thankful for, so that the things that bottle up, the pressures that come about as a result of injustice, of which there is much in this country, much injustice. What I really think is the most important thing that you will learn today has nothing to do with Ferguson, Missouri. Nothing. What you don't know probably, but I'm going to tell you about in a minute, are regulations that will affect every single one of you listening to this program. Much more so. The stuff in Ferguson doesn't affect everybody. Race relations, to a point, does, but it doesn't have an immediate impact. All right? So I would like you to keep that in mind as we maneuver our way through here. Sam has a thought about the rioting. Sam, welcome to Good Day. Hi.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Doug. I'll try to be quick here. You know, the people who are rioting, the people who are racial, I know a lot of the black community is highly racial. I've worked around a lot of them. I have some black people who are not racial.
There are a lot of black people who are racist, and there are a lot of white people who are racist.
That's then white people, too. I agree with that. But the bottom line is, if there was no personal gain or money involved, there wouldn't be an issue. And the reason people riot, I mean, you'll find different races in the riot, but they're there because they can get something for nothing. And just like when somebody files a lawsuit against racial discrimination, I mean, the reason is there's a lot of money involved. It's very profitable. If the white man were the slave instead of the black man several years ago, it would just be reversed. The white man would be after it and would be after the money, too. It wouldn't be any different. It's really not about race. It's about money.
Well, it's about both of them, I think. I think you make a point that is well considered. I think that it is... And it always has been. I mean, you look back at slavery and the reason for it. A man who don't want to do work, or women who don't want to do work, they get other people to do it. And in this case, they don't want to really pay for it. So it created this whole business about you're better than I am because of the color of your skin, which is not true, scientifically or any other way. But the prejudice that we're... I was talking to somebody, I'm trying to remember where it was over the weekend. It was in Chicago. Chicago is horrible. Oh my God, what a horribly racist city it is. And it's so clear in pretty much all the professions, police, And that's what, it's just a politically, and that's part of it. The point I'm trying to make here is that racism is a political net gain or net loss for those who either are for it or against it. You know what I'm saying? And maybe in that, right, the money is tied together. Maybe that's part of what it is, Sam. Thank you. 888-302-3684, 18 minutes after the hour. Food for thought time on Good Day.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Spending's down and worries up for military families, but now there's help. I'm Risa Jill Miller. A recent survey from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling and Pioneer Services shows that 3 out of 4 service members have financial worries which could impact holiday spending. Retired Chief Master Sergeant Alan Usry of Pioneer Services, a division of Mid-Country Bank, says now there's free online financial help.
As the holiday season gets started, there's a free online tool to help with holiday budgeting, holidayspendingplanner.org. The free site helps users establish a budget, manage gift lists, and track spending throughout the season.
Chief Usry, who teaches and promotes financial literacy, adds,
"Know your limit before you start to shop, wait for a sale, use cash, and ask for a military discount."
And HolidaySpendingPlanner.org has more benefits, including a credit card cost calculator and top shopping sites. So log on to HolidaySpendingPlanner.org before you start shopping to help you budget better and worry less.
As we near the holiday season, many of us are tempted to indulge, but those extra calories from added sugar, some of our favorite sweets and savories, can quickly add up. A recent study from Texas Tech University showed participants gained more than 1.5 pounds during the holiday season. Fortunately, there are lighter options that we can swap for those higher calorie foods to help prevent holiday weight. Health expert and shape editor-at-large Bahar Taktishian has more.
Weight gain is something people in our country struggle with daily. Swapping full sugar Splenda sweetener products is a step in the right direction towards reducing caloric intake and living a healthier lifestyle. To provide motivation, Splenda brand has launched the 365 Sweet Swaps Initiative, providing daily tips and recipes that can help you reduce calories from added sugar all year long. Whether you're cooking or baking, Splenda sweetener products can be used almost anywhere you would use sugar.
Get inspired or share your own fresh and unexpected ways to reduce calories from added sugar using Splenda sweetener products by visiting Splenda brand Sweet Swaps site at 365sweetswaps.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
It appears that 3/4 of Americans who plan to shop between now and Cyber Monday plan to use their mobile devices to do so. The Consumer Electronics Association survey suggests that 77% of you are planning to research prices and products via mobile apps, that sort of thing. 62% say they'll be using their devices in stores. Does that include you? With 90% of adults having access to a cell phone, the mobile phone is becoming a valuable tool also in healthcare. According to a survey done by the University of California at San Diego County, history will show that mobile phones will be one of the most profound influences for improving public health. The idea here, I'm speculating somewhat, is that with all the apps and all the information, I don't know if it's just a mobile device, although the things
who's going to
cool,
be able to say, oh, I didn't know that.
Well, the other side of it is the cool devices, like that wristwatch you put on that can, through the app, tell you how many steps you take a day,
sure,
what your heart rate
is. My iPhone
is.
Does that now.
Yeah. Oh, it tells you how many steps you take in a day?
Yep.
So you don't have a watch to, it just knows, because how does
it's
it
got an app on it that feels the motion and calculates the steps.
It feels you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Paul McCartney and the Beatles back catalog in the news.
Toward Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson bought all of the rights to the music, the Beatles music, Beatles songs. So the back catalog of all of this stuff goes to the late 50s, I guess, doesn't it, Kenny? Early 60s, all of the back music that was part of what the Beatles had. Did it go back that far?
It goes back to the early 60s.
Early 60s. So McCartney is going to win the rights to the songs. I told you the story of my connection. My friend Uri Geller was, you know, I'll make a quick story here. My friend Uri Geller was getting remarried to his wife, and I was invited. I was going to, as a matter of fact, drive Michael Jackson and Uri over to George Harrison's house. George Harrison lives near Uri, who is in Sonning, which is a northern suburb of London. And George Harrison lived at the time in Henley, which is about 7 miles away. And Uri had called George Harrison to see if he wanted to meet with Michael Jackson. And Harrison said, yeah. So I was going to, the morning of the wedding, I was going to drive the two of them over there. And what happened was McCartney heard that Harrison was going to meet with Michael Jackson. And he called Harrison up and said, if you meet with him, I'll never talk to you again. So Harrison called Lurie and said, sorry. That was how much anger there was. Anyway, apparently, Michael Jackson paid $47 million for some of the Beatles classics, Yesterday, Let It Be, that sort of thing. The U.S. Copyright Act means Paul will now be able to claim back the titles once more than 5 years passes, I guess. Is that what it works, Kenny?
I think so.
Yeah, the copyright law that was passed in the late 70s. After such a certain time, it goes back to the owner, the original owner.
This is the anniversary, by the way, of the Beatles Anthology 1 selling 450,000 copies in its first day of release, this date, 1995. According to Capitol Records, the most single-day sales ever for an album. So I guess we can do yeah. So now also in this portion of the program, we traditionally have some fun, some smiles, courtesy of the late night comedians. Let's start. I don't know that we need so much of Jimmy Fallon. Let's do cut 2503, Richie, and then the other two if we can.
Over the weekend, President Obama played golf with Derek Jeter in Las Vegas. Jeter enjoyed hearing Obama describe what it's like to be president, while Obama enjoyed listening to Jeter describe what it's like to be retired. He's like, really? You just wear sweatpants all day? Oh, sounds so great. And this is a little embarrassing. Last week, President Obama was spotted leaving the Marine One helicopter shortly after boarding because he forgot his BlackBerry inside the White House. Yeah, his BlackBerry. Got worse when he had to go back a second time to get his Discman.
Next.
President Obama was asked this week whether he thinks Hillary Clinton will try to distance herself from him in 2016, and he said she's not going to agree with me on everything. Of course, Obama just sent more troops to Afghanistan, so he doesn't even agree with himself on everything.
It's very tricky sometimes turning a book into a movie, because sometimes people love the book so much the movie doesn't live up to what they imagined. But you can avoid that disappointment, young people, by never reading the book.
And how many go through that? Yes, let's see. I'm one of those, actually. I don't read the kind of books I read are more the sort of thing that would bring me
don't
around.
Don't get made into a movie.
And then, well, maybe that's it. Yeah, I guess. I'm more interested in stuff that has, I don't look to reading as it may, this just a, this may be a casualty of what I do for a living, but what I read, I like to think of as contributing to what my conversation is about with you on the program. So that's pretty much the focus of most of the things that I read. How about you? What are you reading now? That's a good rhetorical question. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Let's bring the blue skies around to your life. 33 at the hour, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, my colleague and friend and pal, on occasion an adversary, in thought anyway. Ken Kessler,
doing my job.
I know. Social media is important when it comes to this Ferguson thing. Here's the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney announcing the grand jury decision in the Michael Brown case.
After their exhaustive review of the evidence, the grand jury deliberated over 2 days, making their final decision. They determined that no probable cause exists to file any charge against Officer Wilson and returned a no true bill on each of the five indictments. The physical and scientific evidence examined by the grand jury, combined with the witness statements supported and substantiated by that physical evidence, tells the accurate and tragic story of what happened. It is important to note here and say again that they are the only people who have heard and examined every witness and every piece of evidence.
So do you abide by this? These people fair and just? Were there blacks and whites on the grand jury? Do we know what the makeup was, Kenny, of this group?
There were blacks and whites. I don't remember what the specific makeup was.
It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to buy it.
What a shame.
We have to abide. This is the way our country works.
Mm-hmm.
This is a system that we all use and vote for. Mm. And if it doesn't work and if you don't buy it, we
need to change
squirted.
The system.
Well, no, we don't need to change the system. The system works.
Does it? Is this guy? People still have doubts in their mind. There are many people who are not going to be convinced.
It doesn't matter.
Well, that's what I've been saying all along. That none of this. Thank you for buying into my premise. None of this matters anymore. And we
people
need
are going
to
believe what they're
going to
believe, and yeah. It doesn't matter what the system says. Okay. And that's the problem here.
Yeah. We need to move
the
along.
The problem here is that people feel what they want to feel, mm-hmm. and no matter what our country sets up as a system, nobody's going to be happy with it, and we're all screwed. Right? No.
No, I don't
think
that
the system works.
The system needs to be given whatever. At this point, the system and the situation require us to move on. Nothing is certainly going to be, no one or nothing benefits from a continuing conversation of this. What will happen behind the scenes is the police department get reworked. The police chief gets fired. This guy, Wilson, goes away to some other state, becomes a policeman, writes a book. There's a movie. You know, he'll gain from it, sadly. But that's, as Richie just suggested, that's our system. That's part of the system. We allow these people who are involved in these things.
That guy wants to get off the grid.
But he can get off the grid
He doesn't want to write a book.
Well, he can write a book and still not necessarily be visible or on the grid anyway. But all of the things, all the yammering from President Obama or political commentators on one side or another is meaningless. Today's most important story, the most important thing that affects you, every single one of you, is not what happened in Ferguson, but what will happen. The United States government will release its agenda, or the administration will release its agenda for next year. And included in the agenda are 3,415 new regulations that will impact your life. 189 of them will cost over $100 million apiece. No surprise, the one that is the most egregious and the one that will have the most contention attached to it are rules from the Environmental Protection Agency to limit greenhouse gases. So any new power plant will cost $100 million more to build than was the case to this point. And any old power plant will have to be converted at a cost of at least $100 million per plant. That means your electric bill, which has already gone up in reflection of this, because the power companies knew this part of the regulation was going to take effect. So in the 1st of November bill that you get, or whenever you get your bill in November, you're going to notice an increase of 8 to 10 to 12 to 14% in your electric bill, if you haven't already. Some people have changed their provider because the provider has promised that they're going to do this or that. But in the main, your electric bill will go up, if it hasn't already, appreciably. So that's one thing that will affect everybody. All of these regulations in some way, shape, or form will include, or you can pick out bits and pieces of these things that will affect every single American over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. So whether or not the Republicans who take control of the Senate next year will be able to fight the regulations remains to be seen. What I find here is this cynicism, however you want to describe it, of them releasing these rules the day before Thanksgiving when no one will pay any attention to them is over and above that system you were talking about, Richie, that works. This part of the system doesn't work for me. I don't know if it works for you or not. It sure as hell doesn't work for me. Well, I think we need to be talking about these things, and it'll get lost in the cycle of news. Thanksgiving, what are you eating? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So by next Monday, no one will pay a doggone bit of attention to this. Not one bit of attention get paid to this. You started to say something.
Whenever you go to something, I put it in the old Google search box and pull up a couple of articles, and here's one that says the new regulations will kill 226,000 American jobs.
Oh, perfect.
The new regulation will cost the U.S. economy $51 billion per year.
Yep. And well, that's a number that's higher than what I've seen. The brunt of it was $20 billion a year in compliance, so you found $50 billion. Okay.
And carbon is expected to decrease by 1.8% by 2030.
So is it worth it?
That's the question.
Isn't that the question? Is it worth it for you to pay that much more for your electric bill and have the carbon content of the atmosphere go down, would you say 1.8%?
1.8%.
1.8% between now and the year 2030. Kenny, is it worth it to you?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know how much, I don't know, you know, saying it goes down, would you say 1.8%?
That's what Richie said, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how much that is.
Well, look at the cost and look at the return.
I don't know how significant it is.
The cost is $51 billion per year and 226,000 jobs from 1.8. So let's say it's at 30%, 50%, 70%. You're getting 1.8% return for $51 billion per year.
What's that worth?
And 226,000 jobs, right?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm still getting over. My insurance premium raises $300
for the car or the house, you mean?
For the house or for the insurance, health insurance.
Oh, okay, health insurance. Yeah,
$300 per month. It just went up. $300 per month.
And your deductible is
high. To insure my family, $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
$300 per month to insure my family. So. Let's add
not
that.
Not what it costs you. That's how much more it costs you now for a higher deductible.
$1,100
a month.
$1,078 is what it comes
a year.
To. A month.
$1,078.
$1,078.
$1,000. That's $12,000.
Plus the deductible.
Mm-hmm.
That's $16,000 a month.
Outrageous.
A year.
Well, that's what should start the revolution, that kind of stuff.
Okay. That has burned my butt more than anything in the past 15 years.
Okay. So the next part of this may burn your butt as well. So here's one of the regulations that's plucked out of these 3,000 regulations that will go into effect or be announced. The final labeling rules will be a part of this that will require restaurants with at least 20 locations to display the calorie count of food items. This brings the type of calorie tallies on public view all across the country to chain restaurants nationwide to and the changes have been delayed for years. Restaurant companies have been trying to, push this around one way or another. If you could, as a junior high school student or a senior high school student, look at a picture of the fat that collects around your stomach or, more importantly, around your liver and around your heart when you eat this stuff. If you looked at a picture of that, maybe from an embalmed body, somebody who's done an autopsy on a body who's died of a heart attack, a 38-year-old man who died of a heart attack because he was grossly obese, and when you see the fat, the white and yellow fat globules all around the heart, maybe that would have an impact. That would be something you ought to be learning.
You
learn how your body works.
As for 12-year-olds around the country. Okay, kids, we're going to roll in a cadaver here. Tumsy here just kicked it last week because he was standing in line at the McDonald's all day long.
Wow. So, but what is there, what's more important, that or what happened in Ferguson? What's more important?
I think they both have value.
I don't think the Ferguson thing has any value anymore. That's just me. All right, so anyway, Kenny, you got a lot of things working there comment-wise. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. It's too early for us to expect anything to come in on these rule changes, but I guess there's probably a lot still that we haven't covered from Ferguson, yeah?
Oh, there's tons about Ferguson.
Yeah.
Sonny says, it's funny how those who rage about free speech and First Amendment have nothing to say about the Ferguson no-fly zone that prevents reporting.
But I don't think it still is in effect, is it? It was in effect. Is it still?
I don't know.
No,
I've seen lots of shots of burning cars and buildings that were
from helicopters
high up. So I'm assuming that it's.
I've seen a lot of rooftop shots.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
Tom says, when people clash with police in Cairo or Tunis, U.S. media talk of resistance and bravery. When it happens in Ferguson, it's mindless violence.
Well, that may be his read on it. I'd call it mindless violence.
I would say that we have more rights here.
That's
a tricky comparison there because our rights here versus the rights there are
different.
Much greater. Yeah.
All right, what else, Kenny?
Lex says, watching what's going on in Ferguson and the military-style weapons the police have makes me wonder why the Pentagon can inject billions into the militarization of police, but it's illegal in most places to feed the homeless.
Welcome to America.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I think it's interesting, just as an aside, that Chuck Hagel, who was the Secretary of Defense for about a year, has been basically browbeaten out because he didn't fit in the administration, didn't really know what he was doing, and most people said that in the beginning anyway, that he didn't know what the heck he was. How did he get the job?
What I thought was interesting is that McCain and Hagel, they've been friends forever.
Yeah.
And when Hagel was vying for the position, McCain was like, I don't think
so. But now he's sticking up for him.
Yesterday he was like, hey, listen, all of his tools were taken away from him.
Well, I think that's
he was basically neutered. The guy didn't stand a chance.
Yeah. So why was he there in the first place? Why did he go? He didn't realize what was going to happen? Duh. All right. So lots of things happening as usual. Conversation.
How do you feel about not having a Secretary of Defense with the whole ISIS thing going on? Five words.
I don't think it makes a difference.
You're pretty ambivalent this morning, aren't you?
Well, I don't think it does make it. I think there's a machine that pushes all this stuff. You know how I feel about the military-industrial complex.
Right.
I think there's a machine. I think Hegel may have, God knows if it comes out, maybe he'll write a book. I think that's what you got from the former defense secretary.
Yeah, Panetta did it.
Panetta and what's his face? Sure. What was the guy, the Republican who was there with Bush and Obama, who wrote the book?
Yeah.
What's his name? I've lost it. Four letters in his name. And nobody can remember it.
Bob.
I can't
remember it.
Yeah, whatever his name. He writes the book that basically says that these people are all politicians. They don't know what the hell they're doing. And that's why we get into so much trouble. So Hegel may have, I don't know, this may or may not, this is a conjecture on my part, try to straighten out some of this stuff. Who knows what he was trying to do, but it went against the grain. My guess is that Hegel went against the grain of the military-industrial complex, not against the grain of the administration.
So Obama is the military-industrial complex.
I think Obama is the picture of the military-industrial complex.
The guy who said we're going to get out of Iraq and Afghanistan.
And are we out of Iraq and Afghanistan?
No.
Point made. We're still in Afghanistan with 30.
We're going to have to head back now.
To Iraq, we got to send more people over there.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so enough said about that. Thank you very much. It's 50, where are we here? 48 minutes after the hour, 12 before on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Scholarships play an important role in meeting the cost of college, and with November deemed National College Scholarship Month, now is the time for students and families to take advantage and apply for scholarships as deadlines quickly approach. Richard Castellano with Sallie Mae explains.
Free resources like Scholarship Search by Sallie Mae take some of the legwork out of the search and ultimately help reduce college costs. Our scholarship search has over 3 million scholarships worth more than $18 billion. Students simply create a profile, and our program matches them to scholarships that fit that profile.
Any other good tips?
Well, there are scholarships open to students as early as grade school, and over half are actually available for students already enrolled in college. Missing an application deadline will certainly eliminate a student from consideration, so staying organized is critical. Students should also reach out to the organization to make sure their application was received.
To learn more about Scholarship Search by Sallie Mae, visit SallieMae.com/scholarships. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
According to the new Heartland Monitor poll results by Allstate National Journal, the majority of Americans are very satisfied with their jobs and careers. A large number, however, would like to achieve more work-life balance. Harriet Hardy, Senior Vice President of Human Resources with Allstate, has more.
In this world of connectivity, employees are really not feeling that they're ever off the clock. So what they're looking for are things like paid time off, volunteerism, wellness initiatives, and ways where they can really be in touch with their community.
American workers generally think very highly of their employer. According to the poll, 82% think their employer makes a positive impact on their community.
In addition, employees are looking for that connection to an organization's shared purpose and vision, and more companies are not only declaring what the vision statements are, but employees are feeling much more of a connection in a prominent way.
For more information, visit allstatenewsroom.com.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial brand Flax wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger for the...
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tommy the K is here from the Money Pit. I saw a picture of you and Leslie with the guys from This Old House.
Yeah.
And I must say that there were five people in the picture, and four of them are really good looking.
I was going to say there was only one of them that was really good looking.
No, the two other guys were not bad looking. That was good.
Are you checking them out, Dougie?
Well, I just wanted people to know. Well, they're TV people, you see.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it. We're radio people. Yeah. We don't have to look good. His success is built around his confidence. He knows what he's talking about, and he knows that he knows what he's talking about, but it isn't an arrogance. Excuse me, and I say this because I consider you a good friend. And I would say this to anybody that I felt this way about. And sometimes people ask her, so I just happened to think as we were teasing you, you take the tease well, but it's because you are confident, because you know what you're talking about, and you do a good job, and you've created a brand at the Money Pit that has not been equaled by other people who've tried. And congratulations. I have great respect and admiration for you.
Well, thank you very much.
Check
thank
that
you very,
out.
Very much. I'm glad that was on tape.
Just in case you needed it.
Just in case I need it.
Right. Mark this reel and get it to Tom.
Exactly.
Michael.
Exactly.
In a moment, we are going to talk about a couple of the anecdotal questions that come from listeners that are very helpful. So if you have a question for Tom about what goes on in your home, you have seasonal advice you want, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you send it to tom@moneypit.com or to me, doug@dougsteffen.com. Answers to some of those questions coming up here on Good Day.
According to the new Heartland Monitor poll results by Allstate National Journal, the majority of Americans are very satisfied with their jobs and careers. A large number, however, would like to achieve more work-life balance. Harriet Hardy, Senior Vice President of Human Resources with Allstate, has more.
In this world of connectivity, employees are really not feeling that they're ever off the clock. So what they're looking for are things like paid time off, volunteerism, wellness initiatives, and ways where they can really be in touch with their community.
American workers generally think very highly of their employer. According to the poll, 82% think their employer makes a positive impact on their community.
In addition, employees are looking for that connection to an organization's shared purpose and vision. And more companies are not only declaring what the vision statements are, but employees are feeling much more of a connection in a prominent way.
For more information, visit allstatenewsroom.com.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by Grainger for the ones who get it done.
Excuse me.
Go ahead. There goes your segment, Tom.
No,
go ahead.
I'm not trying. No, I'm not going to tell that story.
Come on.
All right.
Apparently,
so,
Doug was helping grow asphalt. The manure that fell out of the back of the truck.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, the story is we were laughing about it because so often there are people who get behind me. We were just talking about cleaning up. I don't know where, how we even got off on this tangent, but Tommy and I and Jennifer were talking about a trip. I've been moving cows over the last couple of days from one pasture to another, and one of the hills I have to go up is very steep, and so the excrement from the cows is on the floor of the trailer, and when you go up a steep hill, it comes out.
Don't drive behind Doug, it's the lesson here, kids.
We were talking about how stuff rolls downhill. I think that's what it was.
Always.
Yes. All right, so in the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com, Tom Kreitler writes a very good piece on extending the outdoor living season. As I just closed down my pool the other day.
Yeah.
And it bothers me when I do that. So what kind of hope can we have for another couple of months of outdoor living that could be fun?
Well, now's a good time to think about a patio heater. You know, there's lots of options. I mean, we have had at our home a portable fire pit. Not complicated. It's sort of a metal appliance. It's very inexpensive. We've used them for years, and it's just so nice to have heat on that patio, whether it's a patio heater.
Are those like the ones in the restaurants that you have, the restaurant
heater? That's right.
Heater,
that's
that
right.
Kind of
exactly. They run off a 20-pound propane tank, and they throw out lots and lots of heat. You can still have many pleasant evenings outside with patio heaters.
And they burn up the bugs, too.
They do.
They do.
Right, they?
Yep.
Get rid of the bugs.
Keep those
spiders
away.
Be careful, though. Spiders like propane.
All right. So, weren't you happy that you were listening to this segment? Tom Kreitler, you learned a lot about how to extend the season. Good Day Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael 48. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.